Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hi, and welcome back to another week on the Divinely Human Podcast. We're so excited to have you back. Hopefully you enjoyed last week's episode. If not, go back, give it a listen. It was super juicy. And I don't know what these episodes do, but I feel like when we talk about a particular topic, somehow it just manifests so greatly in my life. And like the Sacred Rage episode, I'm like, all week after that, I was just experiencing bouts of Sacred Rage. But anyway, nonetheless, if you want to go and listen to that, it's a really, really good one. But this week, we're going to do something a little bit different. I hope you're excited. We're going to talk all about Jupiter, but we have a catch. So if you listen to the whole episode at the end, we will have a special little surprise for you. So stay tuned.
Yay. Surprise.
Let's dive in, I guess. I think we got to start. But Jupiter is one of my favorite planets. I feel like it's a lot of people's favorite planets. How do you feel about it?
It is. I think it's one of my favorite planets as well. One of them, not my most, but one of them. I'm just going to shut my window. Oh, that's so much better. So I was picking up all the background noise of like the main road that I live on. So it is one of my favorite planets. I do feel like it is one of the most textured planets as well. And a lot of people only like dive into the surface level of it. Whereas I feel like when you're an astrologer and you're learning about it, there's so much more to explore when it comes to Jupiter, but it does. It is one of my faves. It's, I don't know. And I think because of the growth aspect as well.
Yes, definitely. I love it because it's one of those planets that for me, when I was learning about all of the planets at the beginning of my journey, it just clicked and it was so easy to understand. But you're so right. There's so many more layers of depth to it that we only really scratch the surface of like, oh, it's an expander. It expands whatever planets around it or the sign or the zodiac that it's sitting in. But there is so much more to it. I actually think that the shadow side of Jupiter is that if you are too overly optimistic, too overly like trusting of just the flow of life, mm-hmm. that you can actually tend to be a little bit lazy, a lot lazy.
Yes, I see that a lot, especially when I'm looking at people's charts. And I've also found like the shadow side of really prominent Jupiter energy in someone's chart is sometimes those people can just come across like they have no tact or perhaps maybe come across like just being way too idealistic or like a little bit too prideful, like sometimes a bit inconsiderate. So yeah, it's interesting to see
it is
the flip side of it come out, because a lot of the time we forget about the flip side of all the planets, you know?
But yeah, I think we
even in their shadows, there's a silver lining, I find, to that as well, because they're just lessons for us to integrate. But I enjoy it nonetheless. I do enjoy a good Jupiter placement.
I do.
I think I enjoy it too because it's big. Like, it is the biggest planet in our solar system, as a lot of us know, but also at the same time, it's, you know, in mythology, Jupiter represents the highest god in the Roman mythology. So I feel like in the chart, it can also hold, and I know that Saturn always gets this accolade, but I feel like Jupiter as well, it can kind of bring through that energy of like, some of the biggest teachings in your life as well. I just think that there's a lot more to it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think we look to Saturn for the lessons and we look to Jupiter for luck, right? But you're right. Yeah. There is so much more that comes with that luck and optimistic kind of aspect and planet in our chart. And I think that comes from the fact that I believe it's so inherently connected with manifesting, like with Jupiter, because when you focus on that positive, enriching energy, ultimately more of that floods into our life, right? And that's one of the key premises to manifesting. It's about sitting on that vibe and inviting it more in and sitting on that reality, aligning yourself with that reality. But I think it's also, it can work both ways. And I don't see a lot of people talking about this either. Jupiter, yes, of course, expands what is already there. But if you are focusing on the negative aspects of life, I think it's a huge magnet and a huge, yeah, like pulley system, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. But in saying that as well, like even if it does pull in those things that may be negative that you're ruminating on or you're focusing on, I feel like by the time you've moved through it, there'll be a lesson around that that you've learned about release or surrender. And a lot of people find that they kind of move through that and are able to release it. But I feel like a lot of the time you have to consciously work with it to be able to turn that polarity of it around. I agree with that. I really do. And it is very, very overlooked as well with people. I guess, you know, the cliche thing, the one line that we hear about Jupiter is like, it expands everything it touches, as we said. And it is right. Like, you may not be moving through or energetically touching the most, you know, positive or aligned things in your life, which is fine. That is so fine, just to preface that. But there will be lessons to come whilst you're focusing in on those things, for sure.
Do you think, though, that it ultimately has this more positive attitude compared to Saturn? Because I feel like those lessons that it's still pulls us through always have an ending around like growth and expansion in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like a really dense topic that you're learning about, there is still kind of this feeling of completion or achievement at the end of it. Whereas Saturn, I feel like, gets this wrap around, I mean, midlife crisis and, you know, like all of these things. So I don't know. I'm curious about like your perspective on whether you think it's more that positive kind of energy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yes? Absolutely. And I think, absolutely. I think it is because it's so linked in with higher learning and wisdom. Like Jupiter governs higher education, it governs philosophy, it governs, you know, the pursuit of knowledge. And I feel like regardless of what energy you're pulling in with that Jupiter energy, it's still going to encourage this quest for truth and this quest for understanding. And it kind of pushes us and nudges us into that mode of like, yes, this may be a lesson, but I'm actually going to come out of this with like a deeper meaning of life itself. Yeah. Whereas I feel like, yeah, with Saturn, it can feel just heavy and it will take, I don't know about you, but I guess a good example is with my Saturn return that I have just finished up at the start of the year. Heaven help me. I feel like I haven't even fully integrated the lessons that I moved through. I feel like I'm still going through the reflection process of moving through those real Saturnian lessons that came through during my Saturn return. So I feel like, yeah, it can feel heavy and like you're in the mud for so long when it comes to Saturn. But then with Jupiter, for sure, I agree. I feel like it kind of it switches this that side of the coin over to it being more focused on like elevating the soul rather than going, you need to remove this from your life and you're going to go through shit until you do it. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm finding it hard to express that.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And it actually reminds me about, I can't remember which episode it was, but you were talking about how you would listen to a podcast and the speaker was talking about, you know, the polarities in the universe and how we have to experience this density and this lightness and it can all be interwoven together. And I feel like Jupiter does bring through that more light aspect. And I think that is right because it's inherently connected, like you said, to faith and higher wisdom. And I mean, we always see Sagittarius, which is obviously Jupiter's ruler of Sagittarius. We see that as the gateway to the heavens, right? That deep channel and that connection to that all knowing knowledge. Which I find really fascinating. Actually, I was just looking at who is famous and has Jupiter first house placements. And I think this is really interesting. I had no idea. So the reason why I find this fascinating is because any planets in the first house obviously can be hugely shown through your personality. So if you have any planets in the first house, usually they're quite a large part of how you express yourself in the world. But Queen Elizabeth II had Jupiter in the first house. I did not know that. And Napoleon, Rihanna, Whitney Houston, like so many incredible people. Like, I know, right? Pretty crazy.
Wow. Okay. That's insane. I feel like you can really kind of see how it has played out in her life as well.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's interesting. Now I want to go down the rabbit hole of their lives.
Oh my God. I can't stop looking at this goddamn list. William Shakespeare. I'm like, it all makes sense though, right? That huge Jupiter, what's the word? Like influence on how they show up and lead themselves through the world. Cause obviously all of those people that I just expressed are also leaders. I think they're great examples of them being able to attract what's meant for them. And I think Jupiter does that in their chart, in whoever's chart, is helps you align to what's meant for you in this lifetime too. As we, I mean, maybe not everybody, but I definitely hold the perspective that we live many lives here on Earth and we go through these lifetimes to learn different aspects about our soul and of course the whole consciousness. And I think Jupiter really helps you align with what's meant for you.
That's so funny. You're saying this and I'm sitting here thinking about how my Jupiter is in the eighth house, but it's still on Placidus. It's still like 1 degree in Virgo.
Oh my God. Really? That's funny.
It's like any further back and it would have been in Leo in the eighth. Cause I mean, my eighth house is predominantly Leo. So that's insane.
So and you're I'm definitely like entering
the house and I'm like,
so you're entering a new consciousness when it comes to that Jupiter placement.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I'm just listening. I was listening to you speak about that. And I'm like, fuck, that's just so true.
That's so cool.
Like I think it can tell you a lot about what your soul wants to attract and kind of where you feel most drawn to go, and not even like in your work or your career, like yes, in your work and career, but like also outside of that, like where you're naturally drawn, you know, what you spend your time wanting to understand in books and in through learning and kind of that quest for knowledge itself as well. I think it's really, really interesting. And it's funny though, because it is just 1 degree in Virgo still. So it's like, and I find that when I am on my quest for knowledge, I'm very just, I'm a psychopath.
Just putting it nicely, as all Virgos do.
I am a psychopath. Like, I will just, I can't, if you're a Virgo, you know what I mean. Okay. But it's like that attention to detail when it comes to like learning about stuff. It's like, I have to do it in a certain way.
You are a psycho. I'm just thinking about all of the times, which I really appreciate, but all of the times where I've sent you something, you're like, maybe could we do this instead? And you're so nice about it, but you'll have this like precision, like a fucking needle. And it's true. It
I feel so bad too.
No, don't. Like, that's I'm not why gonna we sleep work at well. Night
if I don't. If I don't change this, like I am going to lay awake looking at the ceiling if I do not change this. And it's so funny because it's like the most subtle changes to things.
It is.
That like nobody else is even going to fucking notice, right? No one else is going to notice that except me. I'm like, I have to sleep tonight. Can we just change it a little bit?
You and all other Virgos. I think that's why we need you here though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you. Like, I know I can always come to you when I need that comfort, but
it's so funny. I love that. I really do. And I think that it's really interesting taking that like deeper level of looking at the degrees. I know we both have like started learning about the degrees kind of on the same journey. So it's been really fascinating to watch how it really does. It takes you into a whole new depth with the placement. But if you're somebody who's just starting out in astrology, just start with the placement first. This is something that we actually want to help you with. But it's a really great way of just, understanding what you're partly what you're destined for in this life in terms of what's meant for you, what's here to help you grow and expand. And I love that curiosity factor too. It's so true. When I look back at like books that I love reading or things that I'm really fascinated about and that I could spend so much of my time, what feels like effortlessly pouring myself into, it is so interwoven with my Jupiter placement.
Yeah.
And I think when you're out of balance and that shadow aspect does tend to come up, I think it's a really great invitation for you to look at your Jupiter placement and see like, where am I falling out of alignment with not just the Jupiter aspects, but of course the zodiac themes that come through.
I agree. And another thing as well that I find that's really helpful with looking at your Jupiter placement as well is I think that it can also tell you a little bit about your ability to give and receive as well. Like what you're willing to actually receive and allow in. And then also like if it's in a placement that might have some traits or characteristics around kind of being a little bit more shut off or a little bit dissociated or things like that, it can kind of tell you a little bit about, you know, why you may be blocking things in your life or why you may not be allowing things to sort of flow through. I found that really helpful. And I mean, perfect example is what I just told you about my chart with it still being that 1 degree of Virgo. I actually find it so hard to receive because of my control issues.
So, what? No. Like,
never. So if that is not the best example to use for this, I don't know what is, as to where it can show you that. I think that that's also so powerful. And as you said at the beginning, you were touching on its role in manifestation and alignment. And if you don't know how to receive, like how do you make that work for you?
Yeah, it's bloody hard. And I think that's why Jupiter tends to get so like in the same conversations as abundance and attracting prosperity, because naturally, right, it is so interlinked with when we're feeling confident and we're feeling optimistic, we're more likely to make decisions and talk about ourselves positively in social situations. And naturally from what comes from that is better opportunities, open doors for you, people networking. Like it's this whole kind of trickle on effect. And that's what Jupiter supports you in doing. It supports you in tapping into that confidence so that you can go and action what needs to be action. And I find with Jupiter, though, it is very similar to manifesting in terms of you still have to do the work. And I think this is where the laziness and the shadow part comes in. If you're somebody who is like, my intention is to like make $1 million and then that's all you do, obviously you're not going to reap the rewards of that. If you're lazy in your actions, you're not going to see the benefits. And that's exactly the same with your Jupiter placement. If you're somebody who is like, oh yeah, I embody this, but I'm not willing to action, you're not going to see that positive effect expand out into your life.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I agree so much with that because I feel like I've struggled with that. Well, I feel like I'm right there.
I feel like we all have. And I think that's why it's a fascinating placement, like you said. For me, mine's actually in Aries. So when I was like starting out my journey, I was somebody who was very shy, very timid, very closed off to the world, didn't have a confidence about me. And I struggled so much, right? And when I first read my Jupiter placement, I was like, there's no fucking way. There's no way I am this like instigator, like person who lights fires and does things and creates action and momentum. Like there's no way. But when I started to lean into that, of course, naturally, like, look what's happened, right? So I think if you don't resonate with your placement, just looking at how can I take those tiny little steps and implement that embodiment in my life.
Yes. Yes. And I'm thinking about like its association too with, you know, travel and journeys. But you know, obviously physical, that can be physical, but then like speaking about that, what you're touching on also like the mental journey as well, right? Like it really does encourage that exploration of self in all forms. Whether that's like, you know, through the mental realms, through the spiritual realms, through like the realms of just intense growth and reflection as well, which is why I find that like if it is in a sign that really supports that or a sign that may make that difficult, sometimes you can find that your path forward can be a little bit rocky, and finding ways to navigate that and tools to help you along the way is going to really benefit you, because it there's so much more to it than meets the eye. I love that yours is in Aries though, because I don't know, I just feel like it would just do so well in that sign. I don't know, I just feel like that is why you, like, when I see you operating and working, I feel like your ignition is just so strong. Like you just like, you like flick the switch and you're like all guns blazing, moving forward towards the bloody new horizons. So I feel like I see that so much in your life. I don't know whether you do, but I see it come, you know, from the outside looking in.
I definitely see it. I definitely feel it. It's really funny. But I also see those shadow sides come through in terms of Aries, where it's like kind of so good at, I don't know, like thinking about ideas and follow through is really hard. I think the thing with Aries, you know, it can be like a short match, right? Like the flame goes out pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I really struggle sometimes to keep that passion. So I think like, and that's what Jupiter does though. It helps you really understand the depth of whatever placement and whatever zodiac sign it's embodying, because that's where the lessons come through, right? And that's where your growth comes through, and that's where you start to learn more about how you're meant to move through in this world. I just think it's, for me, I struggle with not understanding how people don't have like that depth and meaning to their life. I think it's just me personally and my perspective on life, but I think that Jupiter makes me hungry for that understanding of like why we're all here and getting into the depth of like what we're actually meant to do in this world. And I think that's why all of those famous people that I just rattled off, then you can actually go and look at the list because it's really fascinating. But a lot of them have created huge impact in this world, huge change in this world. They've influenced so many people, big missions. And that is because Jupiter is an expander. Whatever it touches, it expands and it influences and it pulls into its magnetic force. So if you are embodying that, I think it's so inherently linked to your mission and how that, what you do in this lifetime can ripple out and leave a legacy. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I 100% wholeheartedly agree with that. It's like having those strong placements. I feel like legacy is the perfect word to explain that path. I think that, I mean, if something is going to expand like your path, it is going to be a really strong placement like that. But again, like I want to look at these people's that you've mentioned, like I want to look at their whole charts because it would be interesting to kind of pinpoint like what other supporting things, like supporting aspects there are on their chart. I just find it so interesting. And I just want to keep looking at everyone's Jupiter placement.
I know. I think, you know, we've had this idea circulating for probably over a year now. I reckon we need to get some input from the community and see whose chart you actually want us to read, a famous person's chart, because absolutely, I think that would be so fun doing with you.
Like an exploration session. I feel would be amazing. Like just going, diving in and just having a look at what's going on. And yeah, I just find it fascinating. And as well, like it's, I know that some people are like very anti-celeb and stuff like that, but I find that having these public figures, even though we don't know them personally, we truly see their traits and their personality play out on a societal level as well. So it's really easy to sort of pinpoint aspects and placements in their chart, but then also relate it back to the placements that you may have that may be similar or, you know, things like that. So let us know. We would love to know who you guys would like us to read for. And also I wanted to just touch on what Tanina mentioned at the beginning of this episode, just on a little surprise that we have for you. So if you leave us a review on Apple or Spotify, screenshot it and DM us at Divinely Human Podcast on Instagram, along with your sign that Jupiter falls in on your chart, we will send you through a mini reading on that placement. So bring the screenshots in, guys. Leave us a review. Bring the screenshot in. And then after you send it, send through the sign that your Jupiter falls into, and we will send you through a mini reading because we would love to help you understand your placement a little bit better because it can expand you so much. And
definitely,
of course, you can find us on all platforms. So please share if this resonates with you. Share if you liked it. And we can't wait to speak to you guys next week.
Bye, guys.